The Saints fall to the Detroit Lions 35-27 and fall to 5-9 on Monday Night Football here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. With John Ashazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into our ongoing coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com. Tough night here at the Dome, especially after a slow start for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, a lot of times a 24-7 run will win you a lot of football games, but not when you're behind 28-3. Yeah. The Saints fell in too big a hole, unfortunately. Couldn't get it done offensively, defensively, special teams. No area did they play particularly well for that first 2.5 quarters or so, and it ends up costing them.
There was some hope. There was a spark there at the end of the first half, and then this drive seemingly came off the tracks for the New Orleans Saints late in the second quarter.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what happened. They seemed like they scored a touchdown a couple of times, had some penalties. One time Detroit was able to bail itself out by calling a timeout, even though it didn't have one, and the Saints end up committing a penalty on the final play of the half. They score a touchdown, but because it's an offensive penalty, the time expires, and they're not able to get a score out of it. So a lot of things that might have been able to go their way didn't go their way. And it ends up costing them a touchdown instead of 21-10 at halftime. It's 21-3. And certainly in a game like this, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, especially with Detroit getting the football to start the third quarter. Detroit scored on that drive. And as a matter of fact, at one point, the Lions had scored on four consecutive drives. Matt Stafford was unbelievable here tonight. 22 of 25, three touchdowns in all.
Yeah, the Saints just didn't get it done defensively. And we've seen some strides these last 3 or 4 weeks under Dennis Allen. Now, certainly the Carolina game, a 41-38 game, you didn't see a lot of strides in that game, but however, in the Houston game and the Tampa Bay game, we saw some strides defensively. You thought you had seen some of the communication issues cleared up, and certainly some of those seemed to pop back up tonight against Detroit, where guys were out of position, weren't exactly around the football. We saw Detroit pop a couple of wide open touchdown passes, and it looked like, you know, you had some of the same problems pop up.
Yeah, they also had some big plays with yards after catch, which is part of their MO, as a matter of fact. There was one untimely penalty that was charged to Brandon Browner. I didn't think it was all that much of a penalty, but it did contribute to one of the early scoring drives for Detroit tonight. Meanwhile, the Saints offense in the third quarter seemingly got it going a little bit. Finally got their first touchdown of the game about halfway through the third.
Yeah, the Saints got it going a little bit offensively in the second half. End up with about 400 yards of total offense. However, they don't get it done running the football. They don't get a lot of balance. They only run it 18 times for about 69 yards, yeah. And they don't get that proper offensive balance. Yeah, they end up winning the time of possession, but a lot of that is because Detroit was ahead so early and they scored so fast that Detroit pretty much kind of got back on the heels. They were content to kind of ride it out to the end. And so the Saints pile up some yards and some points in the second half, but again, a little too little and a lot too late.
We didn't see the typical Benjamin Watson game that we've seen here this season, but there were double-digit catches for both Brandon Cooks and Willie Snead.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks with another 100-yard game and a touchdown. Willie Snead with another 10 catches after he comes back last week with 7 catches. The 10 catches today, tonight, a career high for him. So Willie Snead continues to produce. Brandon Cooks continues to produce. But a lot of that, again, that production comes in the second half when the Saints are in comeback mood. They're pretty much throwing on just about every down. So you're going to have some production, especially if you don't have any turnovers, which the Saints didn't have. But, again, you don't want to fall into that kind of hole. You don't want to get that unbalanced.
Three other storylines, or headlines for that matter, come out of this game tonight. John, with the loss tonight, you've guaranteed yourselves now back-to-back losing seasons, third in the last four. That's something they were hoping to avoid here with these final three games.
Yeah, you wanted to finish out winning. I mean, you don't want to have you want to just have a non-losing season. You don't want to go to a losing season as opposed to non-losing. So now the best they can do is 7-9, and that's not the momentum you want to build. United, they can win the last couple of games, yeah, and say they built some momentum, but you want to be 8-8. It just sounds a heck of a lot better. And 7-9.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, here's a strange stat for you. How about this? The Saints were 30-0 when they did not commit a turnover under Sean Payton. Tonight, no turnovers, but lost for the first time. That is a wild stat when you really kind of look back over those now 31 games.
Yeah, but again, they don't do the job offensively or defensively or special teams for the first 2.5 quarters. So it doesn't really matter that they're able to hang on to the football. They can't take it away from Detroit. They can't get Detroit off the field on third down. So that essentially wipes away that.
One last thing. Drew Brees leaves the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tonight in a boot. He hurt his foot in the first half. They taped it up. He says as long as he kept it moving in the second half, he was okay. And he looked good in the second half. But now there was some doubt in his voice as to what is going on with that, and now it also seems there'll be an MRI tomorrow.
Yeah, MRI, and those are letters you don't want to hear, MRI, because that sounds like something might be wrong. You know, obviously it doesn't feel great, and if he's walking out of here in a walking boot, obviously he isn't great. You hope that it's something that he can overcome through the week. We know Drew Brees, if he can play, he'll be able to play. He was able to keep it loose in the second half. He was able to finish out strong, but again, you have now opportunity for it to calm down, to get stiff, and they're going to find out exactly what it is, the problem. But when he leaves here in a walking boot, that's never a good sign.
No, no. And it's going to be a quick week, too. The Saints will continue their homestand next Sunday against Jacksonville. So it is a very quick turnaround for these Saints. They basically, in a sense, lose an off day, or at least they'll gain or lose an off day of preparation more than anything else for that Sunday afternoon kickoff right back here on the turf in downtown New Orleans. 35-27, the final score, as the Saints fall to the Detroit Lions.